Pretoria peaking at 23 tomorrow, Johannesburg 22, Polokwane and Rustenburg up to 26 degrees. We begin in Centurion, where Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola confirmed the death of police officers after five bodies were retrieved from the Hennops River between today and yesterday.
It is with the deep sorrow that I confirm that our three members have been found together with two other bodies, one being of an administration clerk or a gardener from Littleton Police Station.
The vehicle belonging to the three missing police officers is yet to be found. Linda Tlebekulu, Kiagometswe Base and Boipilo Senoge went missing on Thursday on their way from Bloemfontein to their deployment in Limpopo. They were driving a brand new white FW Polo at the time of their disappearance. And earlier today, National Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya said their search for the car is continuing.
As it's a scene of accident as well, you can see part of the debris. You can see, not a wheel cap, but it has got a signage of a VW. But it is at a scene and it's still new, as you know that the car was still new. And then you also see that there is also a color that resembles that of a car, but we're not sure whether it's the same color.
Then we head to Limpopo. At least three people have been killed and 60 others sustained injuries in two separate accidents in Limpopo. According to the Department of Transport and Community Safety, the two crashes happened on the R531 between Hoedspruit in that area earlier today. The first crash occurred after a light delivery vehicle overturned when the driver lost control near Kampersres village. Spokesperson for the department, Tidimalo Chiwena, has more on the second incident where one person died and 23 sustained injuries.
The second accident happened at around 8 near Marape Lodge, involving a heavy motor vehicle and a tractor, claiming two lives and leaving 40 others injured. Both vehicles are reported to have been transporting workers.
Just a correction there, it's Tidimalo Chiwene. Meanwhile, South Africa has told the International Court of Justice in The Hague that Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war against Palestinians in Gaza. Israel banned the United Nations Relief and Works Agency last year in October, accusing the employees there of being involved in the October 7th attack. The ICJ is hearing dozens of nations and organizations to draw up what they're calling an advisory opinion on Israel's humanitarian obligations to Palestinians, more than 50 days into its total blockage on aid entering war-ravaged Gaza. South Africa's representative there is Jamian Hendricks.
This necessarily invokes the law of state responsibility. Israel must therefore immediately cease its internationally wrongful acts and make reparation in full, including the restitution, compensation, and satisfaction.
I'm Marlene Fushia. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Using not the time to keep on waiting. Usually like to love and leave them fast. Something that you're doing got me thinking. I'ma take my foot up off the gas. She said, hey, I like where this is going. So let's just take it slow, slow motion. Been waiting all day to get you in this moment. So let's just take it slow, slow.